Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
King and Johnny Putman of WGN Radio. That's our friend Joel Patterson, who joined us on Friday, and that is from his album Let It Be Guitar.
And in fact, we started the show with a text from a 224 area code that said, just a note to say thank you guys for the Joel Patterson interview on Friday. And if you missed it, you can go to our Facebook page and you can click on the link to the podcast. Mm-hmm. But don't do that while we're on the radio, because we want to introduce you to some more interesting people that have great stories to tell. In fact, if you're on Facebook, there's a good chance that you have come across a story in your feed. I've come across it four or five times over the past few days. What gets your attention, it's the picture of a bunch of empty Amazon boxes. And when you stop and you read the story that accompanies the stack of Amazon boxes, you see that there is a campaign called Give Back Box. And when I saw this, I said, what? You can take those empty boxes that I've been trying to destroy and put in recycling bins, and you could put them to really, really good use? And then I found out that the person who's behind this whole business of Give Back Box, a former Chicagoan who's now out in L.A., her name is Monica Vila, and she was available to chat with us tonight. Monica, how are you this evening?
I'm very good. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you. So I get this picture in my feed over the weekend, and I stopped and I looked at it, and it said, if you have empty boxes laying around, you could turn this into a charitable opportunity. And I thought, with empty boxes? So take us back to 2012 when this whole idea came to you, and you were right here in Chicago, right, Monica?
Yes, exactly. At that time, I haven't done yet anything for charity, or I did not even thought about I'm going to do something in the future, but I did shop a lot online. Mm-hmm. I was buying a lot of things, and I also have my small business, which is selling shoes online. So I was buying and also selling online, and I was looking for some way how this all cycle can be less guilty.
Right,
I can
right.
Buy more and feel that, you know, I'm not such a bad person to buy so much. And also, I want to help my customers to, you know, get relief from the same shopping guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I was walking on the Michigan Avenue. I was living very close by, and I saw a homeless person sitting on the street and holding a sign says, I need shoes. So in that moment, I have this, you know, feeling like someone really hit me in the head. And I said, oh, my God, I have so many shoes that could help this man. But, you know, I was selling the woman's shoes at that time, so it mm-hmm. couldn't really work. So I go home and I just totally knew it, like that was a message for me and I have to do something about this. So next day I come up with this idea that every time when I'm going to ship shoes to my customers, I will include in the shipping box with the shoes like a little flyer and information about they can now take the same box, put inside the box they are clothes, shoes, whatever they need, and I will give them a free shipping label so they can ship it back to a charity without any cost.
Now let me stop you there. It would be a charity mm-hmm. of your choice. So this is a charity that you support. So now you go to your closet and you take these things that you want to donate and you put them in the empty box that you have just received your package in.
Yes.
And then you have
yes.
given them a shipping label so they don't have to pay for it.
Exactly. Yes. So that was the whole idea. And I said,
right.
you know, this is so great. I can just, you know, like this, encourage my customers to do something good.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to do this, and, you know, my business wasn't really big, but after about 2 weeks, I heard from the charity, which I choose, that they received first boxes. So I drove there, and when I saw it, the first five boxes, I still have, thank God, pictures from that day.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw it, that actually this thing worked, and someone actually took a time and shipped something back, Then in that moment, I thought, wait a minute. If this is work for my small store, why, like Amazon or every online store, don't do the same thing? Because in that way, we could have like millions of people. So that was the beginning of a Give Back Box in Chicago.
Now, what was the first big company that signed on and said, Monica, I love this idea. We also want to include shipping labels in our boxes with a flyer. What was the company that first signed on with you?
Yes, the first company who ever started doing this is a company called Newegg.
Sure.
They're selling them electronics. So that was the first company, and we started with them. It was 2013 in Black Friday. That was the first official partner. And yes, and very right after that, we have another one. It's called Overstock. Mm-hmm. They were like a second really a big partner, and after that, it's just more and more companies start signing up. And today, we're working with over 40 brands in the United States. We operating in Canada, operating in Europe, and just keep growing and giving more and more.
Initially, did you have to kind of talk the first couple companies into it, or did they come to you and they were impressed by what you were doing?
No. It's the beginning was really, really rough. From 2012, when I got this idea to launch, it was 2014, so 2 years took me to get this to actually a level when I could go to a new egg, which is already a big company, and say, hey, guys, this is something that's actually going to work. So it was a big time between the idea and to actually start doing this. So it was a lot of traveling and talking. And it was kind of like a chicken and egg situation because no one wanted to be first and no one knew how it works. And everyone think I just like a child with some crazy idea.
Well,
so it was a project.
How many companies are you involved with now?
So it's over 40 retailers.
40 retailers?
Yeah, 40 right now. So,
Everyone from, I'm seeing here, Levi's, Ann Taylor, Uncommon Goods, Nordstrom's. So they are now of a mind that, yes, people are shopping online. And let me just back up and say, the reality is we are putting millions of tons of clothes and shoes into landfills every year. Isn't that right, Monica?
Exactly.
I mean, literally millions of tons just end up going in the garbage. And so much of this stuff could be reused, but people say, well, I don't have the time. I don't have the wherewithal to stop by fill in the blanks. But if you have a charity that you would like to support, as I understand it, if I take my Amazon boxes that I was going to cut up and put in recycling and I fill them with clothing and I choose to send them to a particular charity, I won't have to pay for the shipping. Is that correct?
Yeah, for the free shipping, we are choosing the charity because we need to be ready that charities actually are ready to receive. We have a situation in, I think that was 2015, when we just like got very big launch with Amazon and the media pick it up and these things go viral again on Facebook like you saw it a couple days ago. It happened exactly the same. So we have this very big crash when the business just was overnight such a big success that there was charities literally wake up next day with the trucks of donations outside.
Yes.
So we are very now prepared to choosing the charities, which we know that they can receive a lot of donations. And, you know, with the choice, it's not so easy because there is millions of people will choose tomorrow, I don't know, charity ABC. Kill the charity.
So, but the bottom line is these are legitimate charities that are in need.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is just a godsend for them to get the boxes of donated clothing and shoes and household goods or whatever it is that you feel is. And you don't want to send junk. You don't want to get rid of your crap that deserves to be in the garbage. You want to send stuff that, would you wear this? Yes. Okay, then you donate that. That's fine.
I always explain to people, like, imagine that on the other side, someone is opening the box. So you want to make that person smile. That's all you have to know about donating.
Yes, yes.
Are these tax-deductible donations?
Yes, absolutely. All the donations are tax-deductible.
So once the box that I put together is received, then somehow they generate a receipt that they send back to me?
Yes. So when you go on their website and you print the label, you give an email address and the zip code. That's like a minimum requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And on that email, you receive the label and also receive the tax deduction when the box arrives in the nonprofit.
So
when the box arrives, does the nonprofit look at the contents of the box and then send a receipt that reflects what they perceive the value of the contents to be?
No, because in the United States, the donor is the one who values the donations, not the charity.
Okay.
So charity only acknowledged, yes, we got donations from John Smith. And the John Smith decides how much the donation was worth.
Oh, I see. Okay. So now, again, for people who are looking like we are at a stack of, I stacked all my Amazon boxes one inside the other. And I literally said, just the other day, I said to Steve, we're going to have to get down in the basement. We're going to have to take a box cutter. We're going to have to break these down. And it breaks my heart because I'm thinking this is nothing but waste that's going in recycling.
And I can't tell you, for some reason, I said to Jenny, wait a minute, let's keep these boxes. We may need them for something.
Yes.
And literally, a day later, she comes across your website and aha.
And it's givebackbox.com. So now, I didn't get any flyers or anything in my Amazon boxes. It told me that they're a part of givebackbox.com. But if I go to your page at givebackbox, that's where I get my information and my mailing label. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes. Mm-hmm. We try to stay away of any flyers in the boxes because it's just another way.
That's true.
Want to prevent this. So
good point. We're talking about recycling. We're talking about going green and being more conscious of the environment. So, we don't want to add another piece of paper.
And when you go to givebackbox.com, you will see how you can donate. You will see the story, the mission, and an explanation of how it works. And just all your questions are answered right there. Click on different tabs on givebackbox.com.
Now, are you finding that or maybe you don't get this kind of feedback. I'm just wondering if there are parts of the country where people have really, really embraced this concept. Because I have a feeling that we're talking to the Midwest, and there are people right now going, finally, there's something that I can really get behind. I love this idea.
Yes, you know, the main market is actually Chicago and New York, just because the convenience of donating. There is so many people right now who are living car-free. You know, we're taking Uber everywhere. We don't do, grocery shopping. We stay home. We just get rid of a car. So this program is definitely like a lifesaver for people who don't have a car, so live in the high-rise building. So in the city, when taking a car to Salvation Army or Goodwill, it's like a ticket for sure.
Right. Well,
definitely a best program for all of those folks.
Well, Monica, a listener had a good question. She texts and asks, what happens once I put the box together and I've got the label on it? Can UPS or can the post, U.S. post office, will they pick it up for me? Is that something?
Yes.
Am I asking too much?
No, absolutely. All questions are good. So, yes, so we work with every single shipper. We work with UPS, post office, FedEx. So whichever shipper is convenient for you, you can always request that kind of label. If you want to have a home pickup, you can always request a home pickup from post office, and they will come and simply pick it up. Yes.
Wow.
Really?
Mm-hmm. This is so cool. I cannot believe that it's taken me, I who do my part to uphold the economy by shopping, I cannot believe that it's only now that I'm learning about givebackbox.com. And when I talked to you today, I was so excited that you were able to talk to us tonight, because here we are at the end of the year. A lot of people say, I'm going to start the new year, I'm going to clean my closets out, or maybe they're looking at making a donation for tax purposes. And I know you don't have that much time to do it, but you still have time to do it. Monica, can I ask you to sit tight for just a moment? We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back and we'll repeat the specifics for people. If you're just tuning in, we want you to jot down the information about givebackbox.com. So stay with us on WGN.
What does this make me want to say? Boom shakalaka laka, boom shakalaka laka.
I want to turn on the mirror ball. or I want to roller skate. I would have loved this. I would have been wearing sparkly pants.
I would have been watching.
I know. You weren't about to get out there skating.
No.
If you're just joining us, I would be the Johnny.
And I would be the Steve.
Of Steve and Johnny. And we welcome you in here. During the break, I was answering texts from people who are just tuning in. And by the way, the roads apparently are pretty snaky, especially out in the western suburbs. We're getting reports from Elgin and St. Charles that it's really, really bad. Temperatures drop below 32 degrees, and the roads are wet. A lot of traffic, too.
If you want to give us a call and let us know what's going on, and if you can do it safely from a hands-free phone...
Or your passenger can
do it. That's fine. 312-981-7200. But now we return to the lady behind, I love this.
Givebackbox.com. I typed that a half a dozen times during the break, answering people's texts saying, I just tuned in. What's this all about? Monica Vila is the woman behind givebackbox.com. Monica, former Chicagoan, now in LA. When you hear us talk about weather, I'm sure you don't miss this, do you, Monica?
No, I don't.
Not even a little bit?
You know, I'm born and raised in that weather. I'm Polish, so The Chicago is still very close to my heart because it's like little Poland in the United States.
Sure, yeah.
But the weather, I never like cold, so yes, I'm really happy here now.
You're happy in L.A. Okay. Well, Monica, during the break, it was so funny because people were saying, wait a minute, I just tuned in. What's this about? I can take my empty boxes. And one woman said, if I sent you a picture of the boxes in my garage, you would send help for me. I need psychiatric help. Because she did all of her Christmas shopping online.
But again, the important thing is fill those empty boxes with some good stuff.
Good stuff. The clothes that you're no longer using, your kids have outgrown them, the shoes that are perfectly good, but you don't think they're this year's style, or maybe, you know what, you're just tired of them. Or maybe, and Monica, I'm correct, you can also donate household goods too, like blankets and things like that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Also toys. A lot of people ask for toys.
Oh.
You can donate toys as well. We actually just launched partnership in October with Lego. So we have a special program also for Lego when you can donate Lego bricks. And we actually have a program to clean them, wash them, sanitize them, and then we donate them to schools. So
that's
something good what we're doing as well, yes.
That's wonderful.
I have to ask a question. Who pays for all this work that has to be done? How are you financing that?
Yeah, so in case of Lego program, which is very very ahead of everything what we do, it's actually Lego as a company come up with such a great responsibility that they pay basically for everything. So it's really the first program which we've done that kind, and I'm always, with every interview, I'm just so praising the company because this is actually the first take-back program for toys ever created.
That's brilliant.
So this is just showing how much brands taking responsibility for the product they manufacture because, you know, it's one thing to manufacture and sell and put this out of the market, but the second thing is to take this back from the market. And in the case of Lego, this is a perfect example how 5 years ago this no one really thought about this, to what's happening with the products which are sold. But right now the brand kind of looking to that, wait a minute, we are producing tons of plastic, maybe we should do something about this. So it's become, I can see this when I started till now, in just a couple of years, this changed so much in terms of the brand's consciousness and brand's responsibility that my program become very, very easy to adopt by brands. Mm-hmm. And they also come up and help us more to make this program even more convenient and more useful. So Lego is a perfect example, and it's just the first company who done such a thing. And I already work with a couple more brands who are following that lead, and I can see it that it's really, really beautiful to see that brands really, really take responsibility for what they're doing. So the future is bright, I will say.
Yes.
Monica, we have people listening to us via the live stream literally all over the world. And one of our listeners in London wants to know if you are in London or another part of the world, can you still participate?
Yes, it's givebackbox.org.uk. We are in the UK, yes.
How many countries are you in?
So we are right now in United States, Canada, and UK. Three countries only.
Amazing.
Good for you.
I am just so tickled to know you. I mean, this is amazing to see what you've been able to do, and you should be so proud. And I know you are when you see companies like Lego jump on board and say, we want to be a part of this. And as one of our listeners pointed out, not only are we donating and taking clothing or household goods that would end up in landfills and donating it to charities where it gets put to good use, but we're also taking cardboard boxes and we're also recycling those, which is a pretty amazing thing, too.
Yes. We actually have a partnership with International Paper, which is one of the biggest boxes manufacturer on the planet. And basically all the boxes who arrive in the major nonprofits, they are put outside and then International Paper rebuying those boxes back and make new boxes out of this. So it's really amazing to see that there is literally zero waste with our program.
They had an interesting text from somebody who wants to know, can you use any kind of a box? Does it have to be an Amazon box, or if you have a box from a local department store or something like that, can you use that kind of a box too?
Any box is fine. Even the big poly envelopes are fine too. It's really not a problem. Anything is okay.
Amazing. I'm sitting here smiling from ear to ear. So again, we want our listeners to go to givebackbox.com and they will see you. You're so beautiful and you should be working in movies out in California, but instead you're working tirelessly.
Boxes, you know.
Yes, but you can still shop because now you can shop without guilt, right?
Yes, this is basically yes. I'm just so happy because I just get today two Amazon boxes and they're already here because I
did too. I got two boxes today, and I was thinking, wait, this box is too small, but I could still put stuff in this box, and this box was really big. And at the same time, I was thinking, yes, that's what I find exciting. Now I'm going to set the boxes aside and just start taking things out of the closet and just start folding them and putting them in the boxes and then go to your site and get my mailing label. And I'm going to send it to one of these charities that will be waiting for this box of fabulous stuff.
Is there any Is there any weight restriction?
Yeah, so there is a weight restriction, which is 70 pounds, but basically the rule is...
Wait a minute, you can do up to 70 pounds?
Yes, you can do really big boxes, but I encourage people to do, like, smaller boxes, because let's think about all these mailmen and the UPS drivers who need to carry this, so please just don't make their life more difficult. They already helping us so much.
I mean, wow.
I was thinking of something relatively
like
simple,
like if
somebody had an old laptop or something like that that they wanted to donate.
Laptop is okay. Just please don't put like TVs or printers or like computers. Not now, like really big electronics, because they're really, really heavy and usually broken and not to use.
All
get broke in the mail. So kind of, you know, get your own judgment what the item can happen. Also, like no glass, because as longer, you know, the glasses might be needed, but usually in the shipment, they're going to get broken. So
but
that's also not good.
I know we have to let you go in a second, but let me hold you on electronics for a second. If somebody has an old cell phone that they want to donate, is that okay?
Cell phones are okay, absolutely. They're actually very, very needed in charities, so yes.
Mm-hmm. That is amazing. Everything is spelled out. If we did not answer your questions, I want our listeners to go to givebackbox.com, and there you can click on how this works. If you're just tuning in, you're saying, wait a minute, what is this craziness? You can send stuff to charities and you don't have to pay for it. Yes, that's exactly what we're talking
about.
And
you get a tax deduction
for it. Yes, you get a receipt back to you for taking the time to send, again, gently use clothes. Things, as Monica said, if you open, imagine yourself on the receiving end, you open the box, would you be happy or not? So again, Monica, thank you so much for doing what you're doing with Give Back Box.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for letting people know about this. That's like really, really helpful for us.
We'll be in touch. Thank you, Monica.
Thanks, Monica.
Happy New
thank
Year.
You. Happy New Year.